Okay, welcome back to the Jack Antics, and this is another episode, mini episode of the Bubble Boy Chronicles, and we got another special guest. Welcome back.
What's up?
Welcome back, Jarrell. Welcome back.
Hey, appreciate you for letting me on again, man. This is the Bubble Boy Chronicles right here, don't you say it was?
Yeah, man. It's like episode, I don't know what it is, but you know, since we in quarantine, this is what we got to do.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, man. It's been a lovely week. You know, been looking at phones and stuff. It's been a lot of interesting things come out or announced. So what phones are you looking at that caught your eye?
The phone that recently came out that caught my eye was the iPhone SE2. Have you heard about that phone? Are you seeing that? Seen anything on the specs on that phone lately?
Yeah, I heard about it. It's like $400.
Yeah, $400. It basically looked like the iPhone 8, and they said it was only gonna come out in three colors: that black, red, and white. Yeah, and they was trying to sum it up and saying that basically it's gonna be in an iPhone 8 body, but the interior of the phone is gonna be like an iPhone 11. So it's like you're getting the best of both worlds, because you still get your home button. Because a lot of people probably was complaining about not having a home button, and now you still got the interiors of iPhone 11, so it's fast. The camera gonna be a little bit better, and you can do a lot more things with that compact phone.
Okay. So all right, we got the iPhone SE 2 and the Galaxy. What was it? The S Note.
Yeah, we can the Note 10.
Yeah, Note 10 Plus.
Well, it's the Note 10 Plus, and then it's the Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra. But that Note 10 Plus, I really think that's the phone that a lot of people can use for the time being, because it's a big phone. It comes with that stylus. It has three cameras on the back.
But how much was it costing, though?
Oh, man, that thing was like $1,100. So from...
Oh, damn, that's left on the table.
No, I thought you were going to be like, no, I'm going to go and scoop that up real quick. But I understand, though, but that iPhone, $400, that's what we used to buy. We used to complain about that a long time ago. Like $400 for a phone? Oh, my God. This is highway robbery. Now you're looking at phones, $1,200.
But though, back in the day, phones couldn't do nothing for real.
Yeah, they really couldn't do nothing, man. You can just basically just call and text. That's basically, and then probably play a little block game or something like that. Play parachutes on your phone or some stuff like that. So
not Flappy Bird, but the Guitar Hero game.
Like, yeah, piano
taps.
Uh huh. Wow. Ain't gonna lie, that was some fun times though. That was some fun times. Shoot. And then what you think about the stylus? Do you think the stylus is even worth having on a phone? Or do you think they just need to just push that towards tablets?
Well, the BlackBerry has a stylus. That's the only thing when I think about when you have a stylus and people just come out, just come out of nowhere and say, like, let me get my Palm Pilot. And quickness, like, put it up.
Yeah, let me see if I'm available for your appointment. Let me see if I got to squeeze you in at this time right here.
I can squeeze you in.
I can squeeze you in at 3:30.
You good, Ezekiel.
Yeah, I'm good. But yeah, that stylus, because that Note 10 with that stylus, that's I thought that was a good add-on to all the Note series and stuff like that. And then I think the Note 10 has like one of the biggest, a big battery inside of it. So
it gotta be, bro. It look like a remote.
Yeah, cause it's like a 7-inch screen on that phone.
7.9.
Oh man, yeah. That's a tablet, bro. That's a whole tablet in your hand. But hey, some people say they use it for watching videos at their Netflix.
You out here like, excuse me,
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me.
I can't hear you. You said something special. This is the iPhone. This is the iPhone 20 right here. This what this is right here.
You're gonna have your whole forearm against your face.
Yeah, you ain't gonna put that in your pocket. You gonna hold that on your book bag or something like that. So shit.
Well, yeah, it gotta be it can't be dangling from your goddamn waist.
Oh no. But I think a lot of people gonna swing towards that iPhone because of that price. So it's cheap. It's a cheap phone, quick buy.
Because I would say the masses normally buy now. I see like more so $600 to like around $800 per phone.
Yeah,
it's something about breaking that $1,000 that's like jarring for a lot of people.
Yeah, because my question is, once you reach that $900 to $1,200 or even $2,000 cell phone, is what difference or what extra features are you providing me for this price? Please don't say you finna say anything about wireless charging. Do not say anything about 5G. Don't say anything about 5G.
5G so. or like some phones can do the same thing with the cameras, like cheaper.
Yeah, cause it's some phones overseas, bro. That's the only thing they primarily focus on. It's like tackling those companies that have those flagship or top tier phones, and they call them like flagship killer companies. That's the only thing. That's the only primary objective is to make a low budget phone to knock down these high budget cell phones. So like Samsung come out with the S20 Ultra, they'll try to make a $400 phone that has the same specs, same screen, all the features, bells and stuff. So,
but my question will be, as durable as those phones? that's definitely.
I ain't gonna lie to you, because sometimes these more expensive phones, they're not even as durable because they become with these quote unquote Gorilla Glass 5 and Gorilla Glass 7 and 6 screens on the front and the back, and then you mess around and drop it, bro. You looking like, I guess I just paid for glass, real talk. So shoot, some of them still ain't durable. So
yeah,
each his own with that one. I mean, you get a shiny back, because I ain't gonna lie, like what I got, an iPhone X, and I messed around and I don't know if you can see that.
Oh yeah, you crashed.
Yeah, I cracked it. You know, iPhone X is like almost irrelevant.
But my question is, why are you walking around with your phone naked? Put a case on it.
I don't know what happened that day. I think either I was trying to put it on like a camera gimbal or something like that, so I could shoot a video, and it couldn't fit in that specific thing. And once I took it out,
I understand that, because like, say if like I try to put my phone on the stand, it's awkward to put it on. Dang, I keep on shaking. awkward to put my phone on the stand with the case. Feel like it doesn't fit.
Yeah, because sometimes manufacturers don't even—they just think about the phone. They don't really think about the additional case or how big the case may be and stuff like that. So when I put mine in that little stand and I took it out, real talk, when it hit the ground, everybody know that.
you knew you was like,
should I look? I gotta pick it up. I ain't gonna just leave it here. So I picked it up, bro. It was a wrap.
It's a wrap. That goes my question. What you think is more durable? Android phones such as Samsung, LG, or iPhones?
I think Samsung or Android phones are a little bit more durable. It's just the price on getting y'all on Android, getting their stuff repaired, is like ridiculous. So
the new S10, like the screen itself costs about $300, right?
Yeah, like $300, and then you mess around and crack your iPhone, you can go on Amazon right now, you may find iPhone 7 to 10 under $100. So shoot. Just you, and then have somebody fix it for you. So shoot. So I think, but it's you can put a Samsung or Android phone, almost any Android phone, through any drop test, and it's probably gonna last a lot longer than your typical iPhone would. So yeah.
Because most phones in general, their glass is like a Gorilla 8 or a Gorilla 6.
Yeah. I don't even know exactly how they be testing these different levels of tiers or whatever for the glass, but I guess, quote unquote, it worked. I guess it worked. So I believe it's
out. You gotta do a scratch test.
Yes. Oh man, that's another thing. That scratch test, I seen somebody on YouTube. Basically, it's like sapphire is what.
I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I watched the same person.
Yeah, it's like sapphire is supposed to be what's supposed to be on like
one a level nine.
Yeah, and some of the phones that we have currently, it only scratch on like a level 4 or level 5 or something like that. Or a level 7. So shoot.
It was like you see scratches at a level 6 and deeper grooves at a level 7.
Yeah. Hey. He be opening up so much stuff though. Like some stuff I don't even be thinking that he would even like attempt, but hey, that's dope. That's dope. That's right. Your hustle, do what you gotta do. Get your sponsorships. Get your sponsorship.
But yeah, I'll say most phones. That was the scary part. I pay so much money for a phone and then it breaks.
Yeah. Do you think eventually we'll slow down on buying so many phones due to the marketing and all the commercials and advertisement and stuff like that? You think eventually we're gonna be like, yeah, enough is enough. They ain't really coming out with too much different from the last generation of phone. Do you think that we're gonna catch the?
You talking about like the masses and it's like
the whole world like waking up like, bro, my phone and your phone are basically the same. So
no. Not really, because you know some people be like, "Oh, I gotta get the new what's new out?
I gotta keep up with the Joneses as well too." So
yeah,
dang, bro. I'm trying to get out of that too. I'm noticing it more and more that you can't really come out with that much no more. So
that more different. And then back in the day, you remember like phones used to come out like every like 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, they would give them people have time to enjoy the phone that they currently have. Now it's like every 6 months or every 9 months or something like that.
Yeah, but I was like, bro, I just got a phone. I'm gonna wait this out.
Yeah, one time I think I had I was like, bro, I just bought this phone. I'll wait until the third generation. The next or the next or the next phone will come out, then I'm gonna buy a phone or right. Something like that. So shoot, but
I know personally, I only get a phone if my phone breaks down. If it's like dire need, oh, I need a new phone.
Yeah. But have you noticed that some companies intentionally slow down older phones to make you buy a newer phone and stuff like that?
You gotta say allegedly.
But allegedly, quote unquote, allegedly, slow down your phone. Or they may even give you the option: do you want better battery life, or do you want performance and speed? But that's a messed up marketing tactic. But hey, you got to get your money somehow. So
right, yeah, like I remember I had a Google Pixel, the first generation. And I kept it till it started overheating, like every hour on the hour, it just started overheating, and the phone just black out. I had to get a new phone.
Oh, you were forced. You ain't had no choice.
Yeah, I had to. But the thing of companies slowing it down, it might be, but like you said, it's a thing, you know, they gotta get their money.
Yeah. They gotta feed their family. Allegedly, yeah. Alleged case. That the people they're doing this, so. But we may be the only people that think about this stuff right here, though, so.
Yeah, you know.
We're paying attention to it now. They're paying attention to it now, so.
Probably, yeah, they are now, but, you know. It is what it is.
So shoot. What kind of phone do you currently got now though? What you got?
Google Pixel 3 XL.
Oh yeah, you got that nice of the nice. So
but it's in a light proof case, so you know.
Yeah. Hey, dude. Does a case really matter? You think I can just go get a case off Amazon that costs $6 and it still compare up to a life proof case? You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for.
Man.
You gotta get a nice durable case that feels good in the hand as well.
Nah. Well, yeah, I feel you on that one.
I didn't realize. Get you a nice durable case that feels good.
Feels good in the hand. Yeah, they put that in a commercial so they want to. Put it in a commercial.
It feels so good in the hand.
Hey, that's how some people that review phones, that's probably one of the first things that they come out of their mouth about a case, because besides visual aesthetics, it's going to be how it feel in your hand. You got a good weight to it. Please don't use the word girth, please. So.
That was what she said.
No. But yeah. Yeah, dog. But I ain't gonna lie though. These phones are coming out now, bro. They're coming. They slowly merging in with each other. They really not showing any really differences. They just they're trying to say, oh, we got a new notch. We got a new hole punch in our screen.
We got two screens on our phones.
Oh, snap. I ain't gonna lie to the two screens on the phone, even though I really don't see a point really in two screens, because all I gotta do is just swipe to the next page on the one screen to get to wherever I need to go. But
it's a cool aesthetic, but
it reminds me of like a Sidekick. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Or you remember those sliding phones, like they just slide up?
Yeah, but it had a keyboard on the bottom though, right? It never had dual screens on it, right?
Some of them, yeah. That's they all had keyboards on them, but just imagine the sliding phone or the Sidekick, it had another screen on the bottom of it.
Yeah, with the little flip animation that it do, that jump is kind of dope.
I say it looks cool, but at the end of the day.
It's not necessarily needed right now. No, we don't need it.
I don't think ever.
Yeah.
I would just get a tablet if I want something that big.
Yeah. I think the primary focus of that is like, oh, we can compact it down to an average size phone, but when you open up the phone, it's to the same size of a typical tablet. So yeah. But them folding phones, and then those folding phone prices, man, are ridiculous too. Right. So you seen that the Galaxy Fold, the one that folds like a regular flip phone?
Mm-hmm.
Like it opened up like I don't know what girls use, the little makeup thing.
Shit, I don't know.
they put the little powder on their face and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the one opened up like that, and then the other one opened up like a butterfly. So shoot, I ain't even mean to hit my microphone. But yeah, my bad.
It's cool.
But yeah, one of them opened up like a butterfly or a book. But them folks, I think both of them like from like $1,500 to like $2,000.
Then you saw one of them, they instead of flipping in like a book or a butterfly, it flips out the up, like the screen is on the outside.
Whoa.
Yeah, it opens up, you know?
Yeah. I'm thinking, how would you even fix? But how can you protect that? You can't even put a case on that then if the screen is on the outside.
Nope.
So you
gotta get a custom case, and then that whole crease, like that's gonna annoy me. The whole crease in the
sense. Yeah, you talking about this crease in the screen itself?
Yeah.
That would be annoying, because that's all that you're gonna see through videos, through multitasking with two documents. You're gonna always see.
Even though something. How small that seems, you're gonna look at it every day. It's like,
and you're gonna nitpick. You're gonna nitpick that because that's what you see every day.
Like I was like, I don't want to see this crease.
Mm. I think they're trying. Samsung trying to get rid of that crease the best way they can. But I understand, like, some advertisements where they was trying to put it in like a scroll form. So you got like a pill shape like phone, and you pull it open and you can read everything that you want to read, and it's texturing and stuff like that. And then when you get done, you push it back and it fit into like a so that's kind of dope, but I don't really see like everybody on the street using it. So
they're gonna be out here, all right, hold on girl, let me hold up,
hold on, I got a message, leave me alone. Yeah,
let me get this up. Like they're reading the morning newspaper.
Matter of fact, no, I ain't got time for you. Hear ye.
Why ya?
Yeah, right. Man, but I seen that one. I seen one where they tried to turn into a watch, and it was like a flexible screen. So you know how a long time ago we used to have the little things you snap on your wrist
that be like a bracelet. Yeah, I remember those.
It's one that's flexible, and it just wrap around your wrist. So, but you got a screen all the way around. Yeah, it's a screen. So, but it's a phone that's in a watch. So, I can see the purpose in that, because you're getting the best of both worlds. But I ain't trying to be James Bond out this mug trying to talk to somebody on the phone like this. Nah,
you have to have your Bluetooth headphones just to hear them for real.
Yeah.
Or is that just be talking on the phone like, what's good?
Yeah, but that look, you see how crazy you look right now?
What's good?
All right.
What is he doing? Talking to his...
He got Ant-Man on his... He got Ant-Man on his wrist. That's what he got. Yeah. But shit.
Right. That's...
I can see where... creativity was trying to come into play, but they could have left that one in the vault. They definitely could have left that one in the vault.
They're trying anything like mac and cheese chips or something like that.
Oh, yeah, ketchup chips, something like that. Oh, so shoot.
I ain't gonna lie. I tried
ketchup. Don't tell me you like them ketchup chips, man. Come on.
It was kind of lit. It was kind of lit.
Come on now.
Bro, I was in 12th grade of high school, bro, and we was on a band trip. It was like all they had was ketchup chips.
No, bro.
It was like a box full of them. But we was killing them ketchup chips. For some reason, it was so good. I never bought ketchup chips ever again. But it was so good. I ain't even gonna, bro, don't knock it till you try it.
Some condiments should be left in the pantry. That's all I'm gonna say.
Don't knock it till you try it, bro.
We out here having mayo chips next week.
Disgusting.
Yo, having mayo chips out here.
Bro, that's disgusting, bro. It only worked with ketchup, bro.
Let me get some of that Polynesian honey mustard chips right there.
I don't know.
But shoot. We ain't got all the way off top. I don't know where we go from cell phones to
the chips. Cuz, man. But I forgot what we was talking. I lost track.
I lost track too. Well, we was talking about the creativity of phones, how they was talking about the wrist, put on your wrist.
Yeah, so they coming out with a lot of new ideas with phones, but it comes to the base of this that we only need a couple certain things.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Phone is, does it get on the internet? Yes.
Does it have fast?
Yeah, fast. Is it fast? Is it durable?
Right.
Can I text and call?
Yes.
Some people say, does it have a fingerprint scanner or...
facial detection, whatever.
I'd rather have the fingerprint scanner.
Wait a minute. I prefer the facial more than the pause. I prefer face ID.
We are not
Whoa, pause. Oh, pay it.
What is wrong with you today?
Face ID. I prefer face ID over the fingerprint sensor.
Why?
I think you can't really fake. You can't fake like a picture with the face cut. The technology is so good, but you can mimic somebody's thumbprint. You can just. I know you've seen too many spy movies and stuff like that. So.
Well, in your defense, I never had a Face ID phone, so it doesn't. Maybe if I try it, then I'll change my mind. But for right now, I just like the fingerprint. But also, the fingerprint is not like 100% all the time.
Yeah. Well, the Face ID ain't 100% one way. It's not 100%. If your phone laying flat like this right here,
yeah,
you have to mess around and lean over
like you got games on your phone.
Yeah, like, yeah. Hopefully it catch you. If you don't,
you got games on your phone.
Can I play one, please? Can I play one?
But all right.
So yeah, but I think Face ID is way, way more beneficial. And it's probably even quicker too. So shoot, Face ID? To me, yeah.
I think the quickest way is just go and put your code in.
No, bro. What if you got that 6-digit pin? You got more numbers you got to put in. Shoot. And then I didn't even know.
If you know your code like really fast, it's like.
Only way it's faster if your pin is the same numbers consecutively. That's the only way. And you don't have to press OK, because I know on Android phones, it's a possibility you have to press your pin code. And then press OK. So, because I know iPhone, iPhones, you just hit them mugs, whatever it is, you hit them as fast as you can, and then it automatically just goes straight through. So, but that's a that can mess you up too, because your phone screen start messing up, and it automatically start like randomly pushing numbers.
It's like a multi key generator thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just one, if this don't work, boom, I can use my fingerprint. If this work, I can use my face.
Hey, what about what if they start implementing like voice ID? Like you just say open, or so besides saying hey Siri, or I didn't ask for you. Come on now. I did ask for you, but I didn't want you to say nothing. But like okay Google, or hey Bixby, or whatever you got to say.
I was making sure.
I just said no. Your phone don't know my voice, so shoot. My phone know my voice, so. But I'm just saying, like, say how our phones are already accustomed to our voices. What if they added voice to it to unlock it a lot quicker?
What if a person sounds like you?
Yeah, you do have people that sound like you, but I think they. I ain't making the technology, because you know how, and you can say the same thing of how they did Face ID. It was like, what if you have your twin? But it's always something that differentiate or makes you different from your twin. So it's either something. It's something to make you different. I don't know how to do it, but it's something. But I was going to say your voice, it should be something in your voice that your phone picks up a lot quicker if somebody tries to mimic you. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Maybe I need to come out with that technology and try to lease it out to every phone company. Maybe they'll use it. Maybe.
Yeah.
So,
with that being said, which one do you believe that you think you would get over? I know we went all the way around the world. Which phone did you believe that you would get? The new Samsung S10 or the iPhone 11? If you had to get either phone, just right now, no, like, it's already paid for. They just tell you to pick a phone.
Ooh. All right. To be completely honest with you, I would choose the iPhone. Only reason is because my friends. Besides you and some other friends, majority of my other friends, they own the iPhone ecosystem platform. And it's like, communicating and all the other interactive stuff that you can do with your friends and stuff like that on iPhone, it was it's a little bit more entertaining. But if I had, if all my friends was on Android, I just gonna get an Android phone. Real talk, because it's, I can customize the phone to how I want to. I can make it look however I want to, but iPhone all day.
Right. Phone is phone to me, bro. It doesn't work.
Yeah, that's not, but you sound like a typical Android person when you said that. Phone is a phone. Phone is a phone.
Hey, I give you a reason, because I'll probably get an iPhone too, because like I know a lot of people with iPhones, so you can easily FaceTime
them. Yeah, but I didn't figure out a way how to communicate with Android people too, because you can download the Google.
Oh yeah, Google Duo.
Google Duo on the iPhone, so shoot.
Yeah, it
you can download FaceTime on Android though, so, but you can do the other way, so.
Yeah.
But now, if I had to choose, that iPhone 11 Pro Max, that'll probably be the one. That'll probably be the one.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
What would you choose? Hey, since you said a phone is a phone, I already know you choosing the S20 Ultra Max, whatever the newest
Android. I'll say I'll get the iPhone. I'll get the iPhone just because, you know, a lot of people I know. And plus, I still got my Android, so it doesn't matter.
True.
So I would get the iPhone just for to play around with.
Because it's I ain't gonna lie, Apple been doing their thing for a long time. Long time.
Slipped up a couple times.
Oh, plenty of time.
Yeah, they slipped up.
Slipped up plenty of time. Hey, Android, Samsung can't talk. I'm gonna put Android in that Samsung category. Bump that, because they on your side. Y'all had the hot pocket.
I don't have no allegiance to a phone.
Yeah. But I mean, you on the Android side, so you on the Android platform. So yeah. One of your partners over there had the hot pocket for a minute. So shoot.
Well, everybody, you got more Android phones than just Samsung. You got HTC, LG.
Yeah, you got so many choices and stuff like that that then branched off from Android. And it's just Apple is just Apple. So yeah. Unless Apple start branching off fruits off they stuff, having a pear phone.
The pear phone?
The pear phone out of the mug, shoot, hey. I call it stuff, shoot, hey.
Yeah.
Do shoot. Had a pear phone, had your orange phone, Apple. No.
Got all the fruit, called the iFruit phone.
Got the iFruit phone. No, then you got to go get a
banana phone.
No, pause.
Why do you say pause? Yes. Oh my gosh, bro. Yeah,
the pear phone, the pear and the peach phone, maybe.
Get you a great phone. Man, I don't know how that will work.
Them AirPods, man. Leave it alone, so shoot.
What other fruit get you?
Yeah, that about it, shoot. Get you a mango. Get you a pineapple. So shoot.
They're gonna be prickly.
They're gonna be prickly. Nah, bro. they can take a little prickly face off, man. But shoot, if Apple did eventually branch off, that'll make stuff a lot more entertaining, because you got more choices on that side. But
yeah,
nah. If I
do that, they make more money.
They make more money as one. So shoot, why would I try to branch out and make more?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm good where I'm at. Give me all my money.
I want my money.
I want my money.
Be like, I love Charles. He borrowed my season one DVD of Moesha. Yo,
man. Now, did you say Moesha? You said Moesha.
It cost me $12.99
I caught season 3, episode 12 on sale.
Be that petty old dude and be like,
and it better not be scratch.
It better not be scratch either.
And if it's scratch, you better go put some of that rubbing alcohol on there, get you a cotton swab.
I want my goddamn money.
Need my money.
Ezekiel.
Right. Well, where you get it? I'm going to say Ezekiel. Ezekiel bread out of this mug. Ezekiel bread out his mouth. But shoot.
Get my money now.
I need my money now.
Okay. Yeah, but what you about to say?
I forgot. Cause that jump funny. And Ezekiel stuff funny.
God damn it, Ezekiel. God damn.
Stop messing with me, Ezekiel. Stop. Please stop.
I went by Ezekiel place. You be like the grandson and shit.
Yeah. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Grandson, you want me? You gonna interact? We gonna act this out, right?
So yeah. He's like, what? How you doing, Granny? Jarrell.
I'm all right. I'm doing all right today. I'm the grandson, so I'm cool and chill. You the one that's telling me the story. Where you been at? Where you been at today?
So I came out here on the porch, and I saw Lamont and Ezekiel today.
Now.
Ezekiel owed me $20.
What? For what? What did he do?
He bought my Bowflex.
Your Bowflex. Oh Lord, not the Bowflex. Did he take the machine with the doggone DVD? Did you let him borrow both?
I let him borrow season one of A Living Color.
So
He wanted to get back in the time machine. That's what he said.
He wanted to bring back the time. He wanted to remember some.
He wanted to remember the times, Michael Jackson. But but I saw his ass and I said, Ezekiel, good morning. I want my shit.
I need my money, Ezekiel.
Or we can take this to the backyard.
Oh Lord. you finna put the hands to him.
You know you over 50, you don't even say hands. I'm gonna put my dukes.
We're gonna go to the backyard. We're gonna handle this real quick. Come on back, Ezekiel.
Now, Ezekiel whooped my ass, but this ain't
Ezekiel, too, he was young. He had a lot of endurance, so shoot. Yeah, he caught you with that quick one.
Oh, but you know what? I told his mama, and she gonna whoop his ass.
You gotta tell the mom the story though. You gotta tell her why y'all went to the backyard. Lord. But she said, now Zena whip my ass. Like, I thought I was gonna be able to whip mama and get my ass whooped.
Bro, I had him at first, but he got that young man strength right there. Get him young blood.
Alright. I ain't gonna lie to you. Granddad, you kick your ass. What you think he finna do to me? He didn't kick you out. He didn't body slam. Why you think I want to get body slammed now? So shoot.
I broke my hip.
You gotta say something that ain't you think you can break. You gotta say something crazy. I broke
my left butt cheek.
I fractured my solar plex. God, I Lee broke your solar plex. Jesus, how you break your solar
plex? Oh shit, bro.
How you break? I don't know.
All I know. Like I ruptured my left testicle out there.
Oh Lord, hammer. He ain't got to tell us a story no more. We understand his pain right now. He good. We finna go call the feds. That's all we finna do, Granddad. Ain't nothing else you can do out here. You gotta wait 24 months to recover from that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he might not. Nah, he too old. He gotta take a little time for that to go on. So, no. Nah.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Ain't no amount of Viagra gonna help this.
Mm-mm.
Oh shit, bro. Let's move on to the next. Bro, you made my head hurt
for this. Man, you over here making my day, man. This junk is funny, bro. This junk is funny.
Oh, boy.
My solar plex out this movie. God.
I done cracked my 3 solar plexus out there. He did the DDT move out here like he wrestling and shit. He said, and then I could have sworn that he said combo breaker. Combo breaker.
I could have sworn after he did that move, I heard it. Fatality. I was like, oh my God.
Man, whoever granddaddy that is, bro, just go out. Shout out to him, bro.
Shout out to him, yeah. He deserves a round of applause for.
Right, you know they don't give a shit about the granddaddy either. They just say, oh, you be all right, granddaddy. Give him a pair of socks.
Yeah, give him a pair of socks and some cocoa to go watch some TV. Go watch TV and lay down. That's what you got.
They don't give a shit about the granddaddy.
I'm gonna give you a band-aid and some ice water, and you're going to figure this out on your own. So.
Oh, shit, bro. Oh, my gosh.
Bro, this is funny. You got my head hurting over here.
All right, we going to the next topic.
What's the next topic?
All right, old video games versus new video games. And when I say those, I'm not talking about graphics. I'm talking about new IPs, intellectual properties. Are they more creative now, or were they more creative back then? Storylines, do you feel like they had better stories back in the day? Or better game mechanics, just based off that, not graphics, because obviously we're better, like graphically speaking, with the new consoles. It looks amazing.
Yeah. So I would say old school, because they actually had, I think they teamed, basically thought out the whole story plan of that, whatever game they was creating back then. I can roll with it. So a lot of those role-playing games, they really thought out a lot of the stuff that they was doing. Then I think now it's primarily focused behind the money.
Yeah.
Or how I can get you addicted to the virtual currency and stuff like that. So that's what I really think. I think virtual currency is the primary focus of new modern games. And then old school, they really didn't, I ain't gonna say they didn't know about it. That's just when their primary focus.
Right. Okay, so like more so is a lot more games like pay to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, they try to get you like, oh, okay. You have a real good time at first and then it's just like a block. Like
it's a wall. Yeah, you hit a wall. You're like, bro, I know I ain't this sorry.
Yeah.
Let me go and pay this extra $200 to get this VC.
Like in certain games, such as like 2K, there's other games on 2K that do this. But
yeah.
Such as 2K, you remember back in the day, you didn't even have to pay for like aesthetics, like virtual currency for like aesthetics, like such as clothing and all that stuff.
Or tattoos, or even hair color or hairstyles and all that stuff like that. Even sleeves that you wear in a basketball game, you didn't even have to typically even purchase that. That was a given. Something that you, or even shoes. Shoes was something that was typically given to you. So
only thing you really had to grind for was skill.
Right. And that really didn't take that long either, because the game was kind of, I ain't gonna say it was easy, but it was, yeah, it proposed a little challenge, but it wasn't as hard as it was now.
Well, we play on Hall of Fame, bro, so it don't really.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and typically, I'm the one that reigns victorious with the 2K, you know, so
we can run a match real quick.
Oh snap! You don't want this smoke now.
Run a match. We can run a match.
Oh, shit. Hey, I just purchased
You purchased 20?
I purchased 20 in April. It's kind of sad, but
I got 20 in two. But we can do that later. But let's go.
That's the next. Yeah, that's some. That's gonna be later. That's gonna be later. But yeah, old school games, primary focus wasn't on getting your money from aesthetics or interior stuff. It was just like, oh, let me get you with this.
Right.
Let me get you just buy the next version of this game, or maybe if you wanted to. No, DLCs didn't even come out until you classified as
that's a new thing. I can't even think of a game that had technically DLC other than, I will say, the first quote-unquote DLC would be Final Fantasy VII. Because, you know, the game was so big for the PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
It had three discs.
Yeah.
But that came with the, you know, thing. So, or you know, back in the day, you used to have the demo packs.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember them demo packs.
Yeah.
Even though I wish the demo packs had more detail in it. I know it's a demo, but I wish they went a little bit deeper with some of them demo packs. Or put more games besides what those 7 to 10 games on some of those demo packs that they had that came out.
Yeah, we really tell my age right now. But
hey. Yeah. They probably never guess how old we are though. Never guess. So
I'm 57. Not how to play.
I'm just let you know right now. I'm not 42.
No,
when Atari was jumping, you know.
But yeah. Like, oh, even like the the games based off movies. They were still like, they was like side scrollers back in the day.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Like, yeah.
I would say this, certain games, they don't last the test of time. And you can really tell that they was made back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But you can say the same thing about newer games too.
True.
But that, but at the end of the day, that would make a good game. And that goes to like the gameplay. So would you say that newer games have better gameplay or older games have better game mechanics? I think I would say, for me, it would be newer games have better game mechanics than older games.
Yeah. The only reason why I say it has better game mechanics because it has something to lean off on. Like, because newer games could look back and see what performed better and stuff like that, so they know not to do. No, don't do the stuff that failed. Please don't do the same mechanics that failed.
don't be like that Superman game.
It's yeah, like, don't be like that Superman game. Don't bring it. Or if you see the Superman game, do the opposite of what they did. The opposite.
Yeah.
Please. So yeah, I would say I'm on the same side with you with that one. If somebody came out with something like totally new that never has been done before in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would still have those same learning curves that old school games had. They would still have to learn and they would fail. Well, I ain't gonna say they would fail, but it would just be a little bit more difficult for them.
And then that's gonna lead to another question. Would you say that older games or newer games are much harder to play?
Whoo!
I say older, but have you ever tried to play an older game?
Like, now? Right now? Try to play an older game? No, they easy for me to play now.
No, some of them, like the game mechanics, like they just hard. Oh,
older games, I say
they're more difficult. They're more challenging.
I'm gonna just say like we just gonna stay with like, let's say like Sega Genesis, like that or that platform. They only had maybe 4 buttons. Maybe. ain't that much you really complex to really be doing with it. And then the gameplay inside of that, since that controller is so simple, you can figure it out. You can figure this out. You ain't gonna get that. You ain't gonna get lost.
Not getting lost per se. It's just like hit detection and all that stuff. That goes a lot of stuff with that.
Yeah.
With game mechanics.
Yeah. True. Let's compare, let's just do a fighting game new school versus fighting game old school or something like that. So let's say Mortal Kombat XL versus Mortal Kombat 3 on the Sega Genesis. I think the game mechanics on the newer one is harder to grasp versus the older one, to me. Cause I ain't got to worry about no X-ray or nothing like that. Only thing I'm thinking about is the fatality at the end. Shoot, what's that combo? That's the only combo I'm thinking about.
Man, yeah, I see, because it's really still like four buttons.
Yeah, you see, you primarily only using those four buttons, but Sega Genesis, well, they only had two, three buttons, so shoot. And then you didn't have the
you talking about the bumpers?
The bumpers and stuff like that to primarily like block and stuff like that. That was already in the directional pad, so shoot. Or no, it wasn't in the directional pad. It was in the button, one of the buttons that you use. So
I'm trying to see Sega Genesis controller, how many buttons they had. They had three.
Which one are you looking at?
Yeah, it's three.
Yeah, you know what I was finna do? I was finna go in this closet right here, and I was finna pull one out.
Shoot. But why I see one with like six?
I think that was the next version.
But they had three controllers. I mean, not controllers, three buttons. I don't know what I said. And then I'm thinking of the arcade version of that game too. That it only had six buttons.
Yeah, you're right. So you think that's difficult versus using a controller?
It really is. I don't know why I'm doing that. It's really.
That's basically how it is, though. That's how you was using it.
It really just you moving the joystick in any direction.
Right.
Pushing the thing. But with the controller now, I'm thinking you're doing the same thing with the analog stick, but you know, some you got a half circle and all that. Yeah. I'm just like, why? Like, why?
Yeah. Or that half circle technically is down, left, up, so shoot. But it's just, you're just rubbing your fingers like that. So, or down, right, up, so shoot. Boom, boom, boom. Or whatever it looked like on your screen, so shoot. Cause this is clear in my right hand on my side, so
yeah. You mirrored, that's why.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm doing it, but
I would lean towards old school having more better mechanics.
Okay, all right. So we got mechanics, storyline. So mechanics goes to what, new games?
Yeah,
what about storylines?
New games.
New games got better storylines?
Yeah.
Oh, why you say that?
More thought out. Since you already counted out graphics, I was like, you can it visually tell a better story.
But yeah, I'm not counting graphics because that's like.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not just like, I'm just like saying that like, the detail in the story modes of each one of them, like from old school to new school, besides just somebody just, I don't know. I don't really know how to throw that out there, but I really think that.
Now, when I say old school games, I'm talking about storyline. I'm talking about like a good, like before 2005.
Oh. Let me look.
You had to think about that now. Let me go back. Or would you say, because we in 2020, so
yep.
I wouldn't say 2010, because I was just like, that's too easy.
It's right.
Like 2005.
So would you say.
I'm trying to count when the PS3 came out. Cause whenever the PS3 came out, that's why I'm counting. This really, we real deal like in the later half of the PS2, into the PS3. So yeah, that's really like 2005.
So that's like Dead or Alive.
Before 2005?
Oh, that came out. That came out too. I think that came out in 2005.
Oh, well, I guess we can kind of with it. Old school games.
Yeah. Doom.
Doom didn't have a story. You just shoot shit. The new one that just came out has a story.
I ain't really, see, I feel bad. And then Final Fantasy, I don't know nothing about Final Fantasy for real. So shoot, that's your realm right there.
Oh yeah, you know. And then I'm gonna be playing it on probably Twitch and YouTube at Jack Antics. Free promo. But you know, shameless plug.
Right.
Yeah, Final Fantasy. I'm thinking of all the games. What are all the games that you played that you said that back in the day?
Back in the day, all the games I played on, you want to say on from the Sega Genesis all the way up to the PlayStation 2? Or you want to just say?
Yeah, whatever game that you can think of that you played.
Primarily all of them was sports games. It was sports heavy.
Okay.
So.
Well, back in the day, there was more sports games, though.
Mm-hmm.
Such as you got NBA Inside Drive, you got mm-hmm. ESPN. But that's mm-hmm. 2K, but that was 2K.
Yeah, or Showtime and stuff like that. So, or MLB Showtime, and then you got the NBA Ballers, all that stuff right. like that. NFL Anything NBA. Besides that, it was either, I ain't gonna lie, when I was younger, it was racing and it was sports. So, going back to the Sega Genesis.
Was it Ridge Racer?
Yeah.
Ridge Racer. Yeah. It came out PlayStation 1.
Uh-huh.
That was lit. I think that's the only racing game that I played. Everything else is just pretty out there. And there's only, what other than Need for Speed? I played Need. Did you play Need for Speed?
Yeah. Oh, I played all of them.
Uh-huh.
Need for Speed, shoot, Dub Edition, or even Midnight Club. Midnight Club
was the shit.
Or even Carbon. Oh no, it wasn't Carbon. It was Burnout. You played Burnout?
Oh yeah, I played Burnout on the PSP.
Yeah. Burnout. And then going back old school on the Sega Genesis, Road Rash. Shoot. I used to play that all the time. Recently.
So compare those games to now. You don't even see most of those games now.
Mm-mm.
That's Neither. Why I say that it's like for okay, so creativity, even though it's not really creative, it's the same thing, but a different like skin on it. It was more out there. It was more out there, I would say.
Right.
You had options instead of everything going through one funnel.
Right.
And that's why, you know, now it's like I had, you know, at least tried out NBA Live when it first came back.
Mm-hmm.
Like that part.
Even though it was trash. So
18 wasn't even bad.
It wasn't bad, but I was comparing it to 2K. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I wasn't. I was taking it how it is because it was half the price straight out the box. It wasn't $60, it was $30.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, for $30? Man, yeah,
I felt like I was in a time capsule. I felt like I was back in 2010 because the players flow. Or even their movements felt like
it was kind of stiff, but
it was stiff and mechanic. So
it was, but at the same time, you got to give it like, all right, they know this wasn't up to par as of on 2K standing, but they at least trying, and I can see where their potential was going. But mm-hmm. then with Live 19, it took two steps back.
Yeah. More than probably two.
Steps back. I'm just like, from NBA Live 18, from 18 to 19, it was two totally different games. And then they charge you full price, which was like, bro, why are you charging full price for a game that's not really up to par? You're not. It's like, even though they, you know, back in the day, such as, you know, the best NBA Live was NBA Live 2005.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best live out there with, they had Melo on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
They had Melo on the cover, and it was.
I remember playing, I think when I played live with Melo on the cover, I was on PC playing that, so shoot.
I was on the GameCube, bro.
Yeah, I was on PC playing that.
Man.
It was fun too. It
was like, dunk contest was something else on that.
Dunk contest had you out here thinking over here doing outrageous stuff, throwing stuff off the shot clock, taking between your legs twice, and sticking your arm in the rim. Oh, come on now.
Right, you be at the family cookout, say, hey, bro, you got live on fire. All right,
let's go. All
right.
Now you gonna start fights with that live too? So shoot.
That and Def Jam Vendetta.
Oh yeah, Def Jam Vendetta, yeah. Or Def Jam. No, I don't, you like Icon? Def Jam Icon?
No, that was not good. That was one of them things like New School did not do too well. Yeah.
What was the it was like a cop game. It was like a black cop game. Was it like
some of True Crimes?
True Crimes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the New York one. I played the LA one, True Crimes LA.
I like New York one.
Yeah.
I like that one. Or even the 50 Cent game.
I ain't never played that one. You played them?
Yeah, it was straight. I never played Scarface though.
Me either.
I wanted to, but I never played it. So shoot. But I played all the Grand Theft Autos though. All of them.
I played them all, but I only owned, let's see, I only owned the one that came out on PSP, the Liberty City one.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Theft Auto 4 and 5.
Oh. So Liberty City, Vice City, 4 and 5. I think Grand Theft Auto 3, PC, and then the ones before even that, when it was just two dimensional and you were just looking down on.
Oh, you on that one?
Yeah, shoot. It was boring still though, but. it was boring, but it killed time. It killed a whole bunch of time. So shoot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Okay. So, with that being said, so are you leaning more towards
New School?
New School still?
New School. I ain't leaving New School. I'm not leaving New School at all. I like old school for what they did for us. They paved the way. But now it's our time to.
Now it's our time to shine.
Now it's our time to shine and
you leaving old granddad with his broken solar plexus out.
Yeah, broken solar plexus. Granddad, you're gonna let you sit down and grab your coffee, you know, watch your little news, grab your newspaper, sit outside on the porch while we out here doing our thing. So
yeah. Okay. I feel it definitely. With all those points, probably leaning towards a strong New School.
New School, yep.
Yeah, because, hey, I'm thinking, I was just like, there's only a couple games I'll play now that's pretty old.
For real?
Huh?
For real?
Yeah, there was only a couple games. Like, I'll probably still play, like, I'm replaying, like, Prince of Persia right now. But that's still New School.
Oldest two games I would play is Pac-Man and Road Rash on the Sega Genesis. That's the oldest. Oh, and Duck Hunt on the oldest.
I got a game that will set Def Jam Vendetta. I'll definitely play that. Jack and Dexter, the first one.
Never played that. I gotta figure out what that is.
I think there's a collection for the PS4, but I'll say the first one is the best one because it's innovative for its time. It was innovative. It came out on PlayStation 2.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's a whole collection pack for 1, 2, and 3, and then there's Jack Racing, which nobody talks about, which is that wasn't that good. It wasn't that good.
It wasn't hitting on nothing.
No, it wasn't. It was. I tried to play that when I was a kid. I was just like,
nah, this gonna go to the back of the pile. Nah, this is probably gonna go under the pile right here.
My family used to buy obscure games. Like there was a puzzle game called Super Buster Move too.
No, my mom and folks, they just caught stuff on sale. But primarily, I had to beg for so many games, man.
Right, bro. It's like because we at the time we had all the time in the world, but no money.
No money.
And we older, we gotta make time to play the game.
Right.
But we have enough to purchase a game.
Right. And then mess around going to Kmart and you playing. You got a PS2 at home, but you go into the game section and they got a GameCube and you over and you playing a little bit. And then you got to go to your section in the corner way in the back and you just tell your mama you want to buy this game. And hopefully you know everything about this game because one, you weren't on the internet. You weren't on the internet for real, because one of y'all had dial up, and you better not be on the internet while the phone. Somebody, she has some important phone calls coming on.
Get the hell off the internet.
So you better know everything about that game that you want, and you better have a good reason why you want that game. So that's primarily why I got a whole bunch of sports games, because like, oh shoot, it's a win-win. Like I know a sports game is a good game, so. Backyard football, backyard basketball.
Oh, I always wanted to play those, bro.
I played those on the Game Boy Advance. So
yeah.
I lost two of them though. Shoot, I lost the backyard basketball and the football. I don't know where they at.
So. Bro, you have to be like, all right, we go. You gotta come up to them, say, all right, I'm gonna make a deal with you. I'm gonna make straight A's.
Right.
Right. These games for me.
And my folks was like,
you supposed to make straight A's anyway.
Even if I don't buy this game for you. And two, did you wash them dishes? Yes, I did. Did you take out that trash? Did you make up your bed?
Oh gosh, bro, that's funny.
You make up that bed. Nope. No game for you because you ain't make up your bed. God.
Oh, guys, that's fucked up.
But yeah. But I appreciate everything that we went through because we wouldn't be able to appreciate what we currently got now. So shoot.
Yeah.
But kids is going up with this now. They got a great start, though. They ain't got to worry about memory shortage in games and they can say their progression and all that stuff like that in the console and stuff like that. So shoot,
just imagine you forget that. Remember, like older games, they ain't have no memory card. You have to remember a code for each stage.
Yeah, bro, man.
Let you forget that code.
I'm a whole hacker out here. Shoot, I'm over here remembering all this stuff. I'm a programmer now. So shoot, but no. Back then, we had a whole bunch of little obstacles we had to go through, but. Not for this generation. They got an external hard drive or just use the memory inside of it, they're gonna be straight. Well, hopefully they'll be straight. They keep coming out with these games that's 99 gigabytes.
Or 100 freaking gigs? Yeah.
I ain't trying to keep downloading all these doggone games.
Yeah, you know. Cause I played Call of Duty, speaking of 100 gigs, play Call of Duty. It's all right. The new one, it's all right.
All right. It's detailed, though. I'll tell you that.
It's pretty, but it's all right.
it's a pretty penny, but that's it, though.
It's all right. Bro, I played that. I got bored so quick. I was just like, Yeah, it's like the only reason I'm playing this because other people playing this right now.
Yeah,
need to go play something else.
Yeah, go play something else. I'm only playing this for conversation. So let me play something I won't play.
we need more fun multiplayer games.
Yeah, way more. Shoot, San Andreas back in the day was the conversation game for a minute too. Everybody going back to school. What level you on? Man, I've been past that. Man, I've been past that. You ain't got to what? You ain't got to what? Big Smoke done turned on you. Big Smoke turned on you. Come on now.
You ain't ruined the game.
You ruined the game. Dang. You ain't made it to CJ. CJ ain't got in trouble with the cops yet. That's in the beginning of the game.
You ain't made it past that train yet.
Come on now. Oh, you talking about GTA 5, that train when they driving?
No, I'm on San Andreas.
You gotta
catch up with the train, CJ.
Yeah,
God,
man, you know how hard it was trying to jump over everything and shoot at the same time, man. My hand-eye coordination wasn't that good when I was little. So shoot, and that controller was kind of slow. So shoot. I gotta look down at the controller, look back up the screen. Now I got this big dude out of the bike mad at me because I ain't keep up with the train. And then I'm over here trying to do extra shortcuts, trying to cut through the woods, trying to hop and land on the train, mess around and kill myself. So shoot. Now, the funniest thing though was when you had the hot rod little competition when you were dancing and stuff. Oh, when you took the car and you was, yeah, that's it. One. And then he'll put a little extra in there. He'll put a little extra in there. That's it. You go back to it. That's it. Keep it simple. Hey, that was the game though. That was a game. Shoot, mess around, get hungry. You want to. Lose all your muscle. go to the GMA 8 yet. Shoot, you'll be in the hospital. You're on $5,000. So shoot.
Fags. Oh, gosh.
Better go get that burger.
Get that. And don't eat too much.
Oh, no. You sure ain't finna get away from the cops now. You better get a car.
That was a pretty innovative game for itself. But, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is, player. Oh man, my elbow popped. So we going new school wanted out.
All right.
So what have we learned today?
We learned number one, iPhone. They cheap. But they got a good ecosystem. Android, y'all the GOAT, and a lot of stuff.
Okay.
New school games are the best because old school games didn't have nothing to rely on.
Wouldn't that make those old school best? Because if you have a really good old school game. Then you you know what? We gonna say that for later.
Nah. Yeah, we're gonna say that for later. Oh.
It's raining, yeah.
Yep.
So that's all you what you learned?
Yeah, that's all I learned today. What
I learned today is Ezekiel owed this old man money.
And I knew that was coming.
I found out that it doesn't matter, like, some the costs of the phones, as long as it's durable. Now, sometimes you get what you pay for, but at the same time, what the phone's really doing, we probably don't need all this second screen and all this stuff. We just aesthetics.
Yeah.
And also, there was more IPs back in the day.
Yep.
more racing more games, people, more racing more games, and more sports games.
Yep.
Yeah.
Way more.
And also learn how to do this.
Oh, yeah, that 1, 2, 3 to the 4. Okay, it all ready. That's all you need to do right there.
That's all you need to know. That's all you know. Sorry. All right. Thank you, Jarrell, for coming out again. You know, you always welcome back on the podcast.
Appreciate it.
Shout out your social medias.
All right. So y'all can follow me on Jarrell_Horsley on Instagram. Also, I have a podcast as well. It's called I Got Work in the Morning. It's me with Anthony Pipkins. We talk about social memes, social events, just funny stuff that me and him go through as well. But you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. Just type in I Got Work in the Morning and we'll be there.
All right. And you can follow the podcast at Jack Antics. That's JACANTICS. You know, it'd be messed up if I couldn't spell that.
Ooh.
That would be messed up.
Own podcast.
But you can follow us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Anywhere you can hear a podcast, baby. We out here. What it do, baby?
What it do, baby?
All right. Yeah. We out here.
Peace.